Rufus Thomas has died in Memphis at age 84. He was an entertainer, starting in vaudeville back in the 30s. He started in radio in Memphis at WDIA and stayed there until recently. And Rufus Thomas became famous as a Memphis songwriter. Walkin' the Dog, that's his song, so is Do the Funky Chicken. Jimmy Ogle is the director of the Rock and Soul Museum in Memphis.
I've lived in Memphis all my life, and when I was growing up in the 60s, the son of the radio station that owned WDIA was running for student council president at our high school, and Rufus Thomas was brought out and campaigned for him in high school in the middle 60s. So that was my first exposure to Rufus right there from a first-hand point of view.
We're going to play some music in case somebody is there listening, out there listening, who hasn't heard Do the Funky Chicken.
You raise the left arm up and the right arm too. Let me tell you just what to do. Start boom on the flapping, start the feet to kicking. That's when you know you're doing the funky chicken.
Where does this fit in terms of rhythm and blues and soul music?
It was a different sound at the time, you know. Just in the decade before that, white kids were listening to Rufus Thomas on the radio at night when the parents didn't want them to. That's what kind of birthed rock and roll there and made it jump off.
It's clear that Rufus Thomas was an entertainer. Is it clear that he was a singer?
He had a deep voice he had right there, a lot of emotion in his voice, and almost had a little rasp in it, but it's a very distinct sound, so for sure he was a great singer. And just listen to that song, listen to those horns in that song too, that horn sound, that Memphis sound that was behind Funky Chicken there. That was one of the prevalent sounds that came out of Memphis in the 50s and 60s as well.
Your white boat arms and your white boat feet, you together baby, you run on the beat. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking, then you know you're doing the funky chicken.
Let me ask you about his radio career on WDIA, the first African-American disc jockey in Memphis.
Right, the WDIA was the first all-black formatted radio station in the country in 1949, developed by some two gentlemen, Burt Ferguson and John Pepper. They were white, and they wanted to help promote music and business in the black community. It was also called the Goodwill Station, and when black kids during times of segregation couldn't play Little League baseball, so to speak, WDIA would sponsor up to 100 Little League teams for black kids to play. And so it was the Goodwill Station, doing very many things in the community such as that, and hosting talent reviews and songs. The Teen Town Singers were a group of singers that sang and performed. So it was just a very pioneering radio station in our country and in the world.
What does, I know it's hard to sum this up, but what does Rufus Thomas mean, and WDIA, and songs like Walkin' the Dog and Do the Funky Chicken, what does that all mean for music that came out of Memphis and then just went to the rest of the world?
It helped influence our culture and lifestyle more than anything else in the 20th century, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we comb our hair, the way we dress. It's just that Memphis sound that was so different and so distinct. It was cutting edge at the time, and it was the races coming together here in Memphis during in a very harsh racial climate at the time, making a musical sound, you know, overlooking the barriers of segregation and society and politics. And that's the legacy of Memphis music and people such as Rufus Thomas.
Mr. Ogle, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Jimmy Ogle of the Rock and Soul Museum in Memphis talking with us about Rufus Thomas, who died Saturday at 84.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.